Hey. Wake up. There you go. You were out way longer than I was, and holy shit. What the fuck happened? You chased me, and you're an idiot for it. I can barely see just the slight fluorescent ones down the hall. My arms and legs are killing me. I can't move because I'm tied to this chair. At least I'm not the only one. Oh my god. They're metal. My fucking arms. Yours are too. She's the surgeon, you moron. She's famous for cybernetic augmentations and being batshit insane. The most brutal, horrific underboss there is. They say she's a deal maker. Fuck. We need to get out. But I do not want to have to make a deal to get out of here. We... Do you see that? It's Crusher. Just standing there in that thing. It looks like a charging station of some kind. It looks like he's asleep standing up. I feel like I recognize him. Do you? I don't know. I haven't seen him in any mugshots or anything. It's just his face. Shh! I heard something down the hall. Okay. Listen, from what I've heard, if you don't do what she says, you leave in pieces. She's a violent sociopath. She's no shade, but she's something. Fuck, 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 fuck. I can't get loose. I think one of your legs might be a little loose down there. Maybe arms due to, well, but... It looks like titanium causing them to stretch. Fuck, pretend to be asleep.
Oh, sweetie. Don't fake asleep on my account. You can't trick little old me with that. Come on. Wake up, sweet pea. There we go. Good boy. Finally awake. Your little friend woke up quite a teeny little bit ago and my, oh my. She's been real naughty.
Fuck you, you crazy bitch.
Now, sweetie Peach. Don't be naughty now. I really don't want to have to ruin all my work. And I just spent so many hours making you look so wonderful. So I really wouldn't want that. And, by the way, that's doctor to you, dearie. I didn't earn multiple doctorates just to be looped in with simple folk. There you go. Good girl. Calm yourself down. The chill of the scalpel is mighty nice and relaxing, ain't it? I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to keep you nice and safe. And don't you fret now. I'm very good with this little number. I never work deeper than I need to, and I won't even nick you unless I mean to. That is, if you don't go and struggle on me.
What the hell did you do to us?
Oh, honey, I gave you quite a few lovely little improvements, of course. All those augments that the little old Vanguard provide are just so drab. I reckon you could have used a few upgrades, don't you? That silly little cloak wasn't good enough for my cutie back there, after all.
Why is he over there? My aug was just made. How the hell did he even... Wait. I think... Oh my god.
What's the matter, dearest? My little friend have you worried? Don't fret. He won't do a thing unless I say so. You're nice and safe in my hands.
I know him. I knew him.
You knew? Oh, well. That's a funny little coincidence, ain't it? Where'd you know him from?
He was Lieutenant Rang. Killed in action over a year ago by the Shade.
Oh, my. Well, your little organization's been lying to you, cutie. He's been my little boy toy for quite some time now. All I did was fix him up, and, he's just been a peach.
You control him? How did you even get his body?
My dear Shade brings me friends, and I help him. I'm a loving doctor, sweetie. I already gave you such a lovely addition here. Oh, and the titanium along your arm, lightly beneath your skin. Oh, it's, so wonderful. You'll be thanking me in no time.
We didn't ask for any of this. And as for him, you can't just control someone's mind.
Sweetie Peach, your little lieutenant was dead the moment he arrived at my doorstep. Perhaps your vanguard might have a few moles in there mixing things up. I gave him new life. I saved him. Just like I saved you.
Saved us? You ripped off my arms.
The Shade wanted you dead, dearie. Your partner here, he might just get away because of a little something I have to do. But I do find you cute as a bone, so I just might change my mind. I have all these things that I need to do, like... Cilla May, blabbing about my research again. You silly folks just get me talking and I just yammer on and on and on. I'm supposed to be asking you some questions.
I ain't telling you shit.
Oof. Oh, sweetie Peach. I don't like it when my subjects are rude little boys and girls. Especially when I've just been so very good to you. I do love seeing life trickle out of a little vein or two. But I really don't like hurting pretty little things like you. Having to spend my time back with my little friend over there has its joys, but I'm a tough gal to keep interested.
What do you even want?
Well, cutie pie, I can replace your legs, your arms, and even that little beating heart of yours. But I really can't get up here while you're asleep. It's a tragedy. I know. Mines are a tough tank to tackle.
There's no way I'm letting you in my head.
Now, what did I say about being naughty? I might just have to make you into a good girl. Maybe you just need a little time to relax. I'll just give you this little cover while I talk to your partner, okay? You. Maybe you'll be a good boy for me. My little sweet pea, how about I just climb onto your lap right here? I know the restraints are tight, truly, I do. I wish they didn't have to be like that, but, darling, they're for your own good. Now, I really have to ask you, sweet pea, how exactly did you know about our little meeting down at the docks? Oh, please, honey, don't be like that. I don't want to have to use my little friend here to pressure you. Or maybe the light chill of this loving little scalpel will help you relax. There we go. How's that? It's a tiny bit sharp, so be a good boy for me and don't struggle. I don't want to nick anything by accident. Did your little vanguard know about all this? No? Well, that's mighty interesting, ain't it? All alone. Didn't wait for backup. What a brave boy you are. Well, I might say that it was a risky choice, but it did lead you to little old me. And I'm very good to my good little boys, you know. Don't you like it when I wrap my arms around you like this and get in real close? I know you can't move much. It's all those little things I gave you while you were asleep. I can force quite a few things if I'd like, but, you know, it's just so much better having you do it for me. My goodness. I can feel a little something down there already. Am I enticing you, cutie? I do love that. Maybe I'll just move myself a little bit. I just want a little bit of entertainment. Is that so very wrong? Now, come on, sweet pea. Tell your loving doctor what she needs to know. Maybe I can give you a little something extra than just these arms and legs of yours. I added a few extra things. Is that right? The artist, oh, I sure do miss that boy. He was such a good little painter, you know? Not quite smart enough for me, but I did appreciate him. Such a shame what the shade did. Me? Sweet pea, don't you dare say such things. Do you really think little old me would do such a horrible thing? So don't you dare ever accuse me of such things. I am not some murdering mad woman. I am a scientist. Need I remind you of the situation you're in? I could have taken care of you already. I could carve you into little pieces while you still breathe. I could even find your families and sell them on the streets for animal feed. But I'm not like that. I promise, sweet pea. I'm simply just trying to find out what happened to my dear friend. And with the information we'll begin soon, I'll know the identity of the shade. Maybe we might just be able to come to a little agreement. But I do need to complete my work. I don't want to get all suspicious. You see, one of my little tasks is to plant a little thing in someone's mind. And I only thought I'd have one subject. So now, if you're a good boy for me, I might just let you choose. You too, sweetie Peach. Trust me, I haven't forgotten about you. I'll stop rubbing you for just a quick little second. I know you liked it so much. Don't worry. I'll make sure to finish you up nice and good. I always follow through on my promises. All right? So be good for me.
You bitch.
Pardon me, sweetie Peach?
I said I'm not going through with this.
Now, I might just let a choice go through. And if you two are good for me, I just might let the other live. Isn't that nice of me?
Nice? Nice that you won't kill one of us and fuck over the other?
Oh, honey. Let me come close to give you a little bit of convincing. I'm supposed to kill the one that you came with. Do you want me to make a mess in my cybernetics lap? Do you want me to put the device in your brain and make you watch as I carve your lover before your pretty little eye? No, sweetie Peach. Don't you say a single word. I don't want to have to harm either of you. I told you. I treat my good boys and girls very well because they're just all so precious to me. So now, are you going to be a good girl for me? That's right, good girl. Now, I don't want you to struggle too much, so I think I may just take a little bit of control here to make sure we're all safe and sound. I'm just going to sit right over here, and if you're good, well, I won't have to wake my little friend back there. All right? And you, sweet pea, just sit quietly and watch, okay? I'll make sure you get exactly what you need since you've just been such a good boy for me.
What the fuck? I'm moving without my volition.
Come right over here, sweetie Paige. Right in between my legs. That's it. Now, I want you to be a real good girl for me and lick my pussy. You think you can do that for me?
Fine. Yes.
Good girl. Now, get to it. I got all ready just for you, since I'm just so nice. Let me just take these off first. There we go. Now that's a good girl.
I'm only doing this because...
No talking, sweetie Paige. Good girls only speak when they're asked to. Here, I'll just slide my little scalpel right over here. Oh my, it definitely makes you more zealous, doesn't it? My, oh my, you're far more meticulous than I expected. I didn't change your tongue, but I guess I didn't have to. Just bear in mind, his health is in your hands, sweetie Paige. Keep licking and... I won't have to change my mind about letting both of you live. I could use this scalpel right here to take care of things, but, that tongue of yours really does some lovely work. And what about you, sweetie Paige? You're still hard for me. Are you enjoying watching your partner? Oh, you do look a little frustrated. Don't worry, cutie. I'll take care of you real soon, okay? We both will. My goodness, you naughty little girl. Was that nibble yours intentional? Do you like it when I pull your face right down into me? Now, you only breathe when I say you can't, sweet Paige. Don't be naughty, okay? No pulling back. Don't make me use this. Just accept my pull and taste me. Nothing else. Hold on to me and just lick. Yes, that's a good girl. Keep going, okay? That's a good girl. Mm. done for and change it with something else. I don't know if it could really get much better than this. I guess you've had a lot of practice, haven't you, sweetie Paige? I'm gonna be a nice doctor. I'm gonna let you breathe for a little, okay? How's that? Back in you go. You're gonna make me finish a little faster than I thought, sweetie Paige. Sweetie Paige, you are far too good at this. You've had a lot of practice, ain't you? With our sweet pea over there, huh? I must say, I really love how your tongue swirls around my clit, darling. Fuck. I'm getting so hot already. And he is too, I can tell. He's watching you taste me. Loving it. You love it, don't you, sweet pea? No, you don't get to stop yet, darling. You need to get me even closer before you can breathe. You're moaning out it too, I can tell. You like it, don't you? You like being unable to breathe, only tasting my juicy little pussy. Yeah. Fuck. That makes me want to come so badly, sweetie babe. Fuck. Yeah. Keep going. No breathing, sweetie Paige. No breathing for me. Just keep licking chips. Like that. Fuck. Yeah. Just like that, sweetie Paige. Fuck. Fuck.
I almost passed out.
I know, sweetie Paige. But you were just so good. That was just so wonderful. You were so good for me. But we aren't done just yet.
What?
Are you saying you don't want to help him out? As far as I hear, you were helping him out real nice and good on the docks.
Fine. How much more are you gonna need, you crew? Doctor?
Just a little more, sweetie. I want you to get him ready, and then I'll get what I want. Then he and I will have a little chit-chat.
Fine, crazy bitch.
Pardon me? Sweetie Paige?
I just said yes.
That's what I thought. Now, get to work. Because my poor sweet pea over here has just been waiting all this time without anyone touching his poor cock. His is quite wonderful, too. Go ahead, sweetie. How does that feel, sweet pea? Is her mouth lovely? She was awful lovely to me, too. I know you enjoy watching. How would you like it if I kissed your neck? Kissed your chest? Kissed your lips? No, now. Don't pull away. Kiss me, sweet pig. You don't want to make me sad, do you? I just get so very upset when I'm sad. I get much more testy. And perhaps sometimes a little jittery and shaky, because I just get, oh, so frustrated. You wouldn't want that when my little knife is right here, would you? No. I didn't think so. I know having it there is nice. You definitely got hard before when I just glided it across your skin like that. Gently. Playing. Now you, sweetie Peach, you're going far too light. I think my good little boy here needs a little bit more. Let me just shove you down.
What the? Hey, don't you dare. Oh, boop.
Stay there. Good girl. See? He's moaning. He likes it awful lot, doesn't he? I like it too. Let me give you a little bit for being so very good for me. My fingers are strong and dexterous. You'll see. Nice, wasn't it? But you can't stop now. Time to go back down. I'll even help him fuck your face since he can't move. Isn't that just so lovely of me? Now come for me while he's down your throat. There. Just what a naughty little girl deserves for trying to speak. Take his cock for me. You like his cock, don't you? I can tell. You're screaming on it for more, ain't you? Let me just give you a little more then. Come for me. Come for me and I'll let you up. Be a good girl for your doctor. That's it. That's it, darling. Keep moaning for me. Keep moaning for me, darling. Keep on. Good. You're getting close for me, aren't you, sweetie pie? Come for me, baby. Yes. Come with his cock in your mouth. All the way down your throat. There you go. Very good, sweet. You're being so very good for me. I'm so very glad that you came for me. But I'm afraid our sweet pea over here just isn't getting enough. I think he's a little disappointed. Off you go now. Back in your chair. That's it. Sit down there, and I'll take care.
You damn it.
Here you go, sweet baby. My throat is far nicer than hers. I did improve it myself, you know. you're twitching. You like how my throat pulses around your cock? A little addition by little old me. Let me show you some more. There you go, sweet pea. I think it's time I helped you finish. Let me just hop up here and put you in my tight little pussy. Feel the cold steel, let it relax you, and feel my warmth soak in your cock, massaging it, squeezing it for every little thing it has. I'm so glad you came along. It would have just been so boring with her here, with just her by her lonesome. If I'm being quite honest, I think she likes watching us. Likes watching me fuck you. You wanna come inside me, don't you, sweetie? Good boys always come inside. Look into my eyes, sweet baby. I always love it when a man comes inside me with some love and eye contact. It just makes it all the better. I'm just aching for it after she was just so good for me. Yes. Fuck me. Yes. I never get a chance to have so much fun. I just want to come so fucking bad. Having my scalpel so close to those cute little veins of yours. Having your cock in my throat, feeling both of you at my mercy. It's just so fucking hot. Yes. Did you like watching her lick my pussy? I certainly loved it. Feeling her beg for air. Feeling your eyes feed on us. Feeling her break before me. It was just so fucking hot. Yes. Fuck. Come for me, okay, sweet pea. Come for me. I need it, sweet pea. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Yes, 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 yes. If you come for me, sweet pea, I might let you. Yes. Fuck. It's been so very long since I came like that. You were just such a good boy for me. Sweet pea, I must say, I'm downright enamored with you. I think I might just let you live. But there's one teeny little caveat to that. If I let you live, well, I'll give you a little offer. I have to put a little observant thing in that head of yours. Now I know you want that little shape gone, and I'll be honest, so do I. They handle my research oh so often. But, so does your little Vanguard captain. If you leave here, you'll definitely need to be seen by that lovely captain of yours. They may be the highest in the Vanguard, but you're close too now, aren't you? Now, I know where you'll be, and I'll come care for you. If you let me take care of her, then I'll be your lovely little doctor and take care of you. The shade will be gone. I know it's a difficult decision, sweetie. But you have to think about this. You're mine right now, and I'm making such a difficult decision to let you slip between my fingers. I want to continue my work, and getting rid of this little shade is just so very important. So I will help you with that. You'll just be my eyes. And I never break my promises. Crusher, sweetie, you just stay right there. No need to get antsy until we finish talking. I'm sure he'll make the right choice. So, what'll it be, sweet pea?